Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, mainly sunny, some clouds maybe here and there. Highs low toward the mid-50s. Traffic along northbound I-94/41 in Oak Creek near the Racine-Milwaukee County line detoured most of the overnight hours. It turned into a fatal accident, a semi striking a pedestrian about 9:40 last night. All the northbound lanes were blocked, according to the State Patrol and the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Traffic, as a result, diverted heading north onto 241 over to Ryan Road, then east on Ryan Road, and back to 4194. That road finally reopening at about 4:15 this morning. Other details about the accident still under investigation. FEMA's Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland this week, hosting a 71-member Racine County contingent for comprehensive training on natural or man-made disasters. This is 19 years after a 77-member group did the very same thing, but many of those faces are no longer in those positions. Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator is David Mack. He was there in 98, says he's expecting a few things to change in how the course gets trained and how the exercises are taught. For one thing, he says, it's going to be a two-phase disaster exercise this time at the end of the week, immediate response, then the recovery. One obvious change, he says, is going to be from the 98 trip, the use of technology this time around. He's just hoping that the training will stimulate discussion among the agencies that really haven't seen themselves as having a role in any kind of an emergency.
I'm hoping that we're going to be able to work on and develop some plans and procedures to integrate them into the bigger picture, and that they're going to be able to go back and share this information with their coworkers or bosses and be able to at least be a little bit more attuned that when something happens here, that they have a role.
One outside member of the 71-member Racine County contingent, Kenosha County's new emergency management director, Horace Staples. A man in his 20s shot at least once found on the porch to a Racine home at 615 North Memorial Drive. Just after 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, he died not long after that at Ascension All Saints Hospital. Fire department paramedics worked to try to save him at the scene and all the way into the emergency room. Moments after it occurred, police flooded the area near that location. At one point, they were concentrating on a white car, last heading north on Memorial. Anybody who has information asked to contact Racine Police. Well, all the planning and all the back-and-forth discussions between the city of Racine, the DOT, and a Waukesha company, finally at the point where work is going to start up next week, in fact, 1 week from today, on rehabbing the bridge over Memorial Drive. But that's going to mean traffic detours until mid-September. City's paying 20% of the project cost. The state has the rest. City engineer John Rooney telling the Public Works Committee not too long ago how the additions to the project kept jacking up the cost, but the state finally set a limit.
It has been federally capped now at $793,024. So anything in excess of this will be, and that's why in parentheses, that any funds in excess of that cap will be 100% city cost. But we've identified everything. And this is my job to make sure the state keeps ponying up their share of these project costs.
The goal of the project, to extend the bridge's life maybe another 10 to 15 years. Now on the traffic detour, Rooney says residents who live in that area will be allowed to get to their homes, but otherwise everybody has to keep out. On the heels of Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth holding a press briefing about the placement of sexual predators from other counties at a Town of Wheatland location, the City of Kenosha's Public Safety and Welfare Committee agenda for this evening includes an ordinance amendment from Mayor John Antaramian on sexual offender residency restrictions. The documents with the proposed changes have the distance of the placement site to a prohibited location going from 2,000 feet down to 1,000 feet, and the offender being placed would need to have been living in the city at the time of the offense. That meeting is at 5 p.m., room 204 of Kenosha's Municipal Building. And Gateway Technical College and Carthage College already have a pretty good working professional relationship going. It's going to get even better as of today. What's being described as a sweeping transfer agreement expected to be unveiled late this morning. Eligible Gateway graduates will soon be able to transfer into more than 40 Carthage undergraduate degree programs. Both Gateway President Brian Albrecht and Carthage President Gregory Woodward expected to speak about it during a presentation at Gateway. Kenosha police investigating a reported armed robbery before 3:30 this morning. This happened around 59th Street and 14th Avenue. The initial reports indicate that the victim was robbed of money, jewelry, and keys, with the offender using a 9mm handgun. A maroon-colored car was reportedly being sought in connection with the case. That information passed along to other law enforcement agencies near the city, but also out to Racine County and to Lake County officials. The Central Racine County Health Department now comprises more than a dozen communities. It's mainly west of the interstate. Director Margaret Gessner has been providing highlights of the annual report for 2016, speaking most recently to the Burlington Common Council. She said coming up this year, it's going to be the Community Health Assessment and Improvement Survey for Burlington and all other municipalities.
We're working with partners on that. That's usually updated every 5 years, but we want to update it to include all the municipalities. And so you'll be receiving a survey from us in the not-too-distant future to get everyone's input, and we'll compile data and then do a second phase of identifying the health priorities for the next 5 years.
She noted 375 pounds of unwanted or outdated medications were collected recently, but for which funding really isn't going to be available in the future because most law enforcement agencies now have drop boxes you can use anytime.
Even though those one-day events are great, one time a year isn't enough, and so we're really pushing all the 13 drop sites in the county, and so we're really promoting those so that people get rid of drugs they didn't want on a regular basis rather than storing them and then getting rid of them on a one-time basis.
36% of the Central Racine County Health Department's budget, she said, is from the levy, the rest coming from grants and fees. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee set to meet at 5 o'clock this afternoon at City Hall. Among the agenda items, a request to apply for $320,000 with the state DNR Knowles Nelson Stewardship Grant for parkland improvements with the RouteWork South River Loop. There's also a request to reclassify the city assessor position. The recommended bid from NEVCO Incorporated is for scoreboards inside the various community centers. That'll cost about $21,500. And discussion about the city's procurement of new voting machines from the county. Funds for this will be available in the 2018 Capital Improvement Program, but they'll have to be payable to the county by January 31st. A graduating senior at Carthage College, well, he's got some advice for high schoolers heading off to college this fall who may not be completely sold on their planned academic and career paths.
Take your time, do your research, and figure it out. Figure out exactly what it is you want to do with your life.
27-year-old Spencer Alexander talking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio after he posted a funding website plea for money to cover the remaining $2,500 cost of his 4-year degree in psychology. He's still glad to have that 4-year liberal arts education, though, under his belt.
I'm going to be sitting on about $80,000 worth of debt in about 6 months. And looking back, I think I would have rather bought a house.
Carthage said to be threatening to hold up his diploma till he comes up with the money, which is really standard operating procedure. He manages a Racine restaurant and bar. He'll soon again be full-time status there. He and a partner also operate a thriving bar trivia business. And three Kenosha lawmakers are going to be holding a listening session 5 o'clock today on the proposed state budget. It'll be at the Northside branch of the Kenosha Public Library at 1527th Avenue. It's Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, Representative Todd Onstad, and Senator Bob Wirch. They'll offer up some of their comments about the budget as they see it, and then they'll respond to questions. A two-vehicle crash at Green Bay Road and Highway 165 in Pleasant Prairie about mid-afternoon Sunday resulted in one woman being trapped for a time. A southbound vehicle hit a northbound car that was making a left turn onto 165, according to police. The impact sent the southbound vehicle into a roll. That's what trapped the 46-year-old woman inside. She was freed and then taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. From the other vehicle, which made the turn, a 79-year-old woman from Burlington transported to a hospital, also non-life-threatening injuries. A Kenosha County Board Committee expected to have a discussion later on this afternoon regarding the issue of homelessness. It's on the agenda for the Human Services Board, and it comes a little over a week after the low-barrier shelter First Step closed its doors under city pressure. That meeting is at 4 o'clock in the Kenosha County Job Center building on South Sheridan Road. Meanwhile, the work continues at the site of the new Shalom Center homeless facility, which is on 39th Avenue. Plans to open that in the coming months. State Assembly Committee on Urban Revitalization, coming to Racine the afternoon of May the 18th, will take public comment on urban issues like crime, joblessness, state policies, economic issues, the environment, even family matters. The hearing to take place at Los Mariachis Restaurant on Highway 20, west of Green Bay Road, starting at 1 p.m. Take note that the first 2 hours will be for invited speakers only, like public officials. After that, it'll be 2 hours for a chance of anybody who wants to sign up to offer their comments. This, by the way, will be the fourth of 6 hearings for the committee since February. Cities and towns and villages have this ongoing battle against retail giants like Menards and Walgreens and Target and Meijer, as well as the State Chamber of Commerce, on property assessments. The business is challenging the figures municipalities put off, and oftentimes they settle for a lesser amount. Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian says if this keeps up, property tax bills for the homeowners left to pick up the slack are going to spike. He's urging people to contact their lawmakers in Madison about a pending bill to close what is known as the dark store loophole.
The only way that you're going to get this going is that people need to start calling their legislators and making sure that everyone understands.
The legislation would prevent retailers from lowering their property tax bills by comparing stores that are striving to big box properties that are sitting idle. Village of Summers Plan Commission meeting tonight with the agenda including a proposed concrete crushing operation by Racine's A.W. Oaks, that at the corner of Kenosha County Highways L and EA. But also on the agenda right off the bat, a public hearing on a proposed comprehensive plan amendment and a rezoning request by the Islamic Society of Southeast Wisconsin for a facility in the Village of Summers. Well, once again, everybody's invited to come take a peek at the life of a peregrine falcon. Thanks to the webcams mounted over the nesting boxes at the We Energies power plants, utility spokesperson Kathy Schultz says they caught the first eggs that hatched at the utility's Valley Power Plant in Milwaukee last week.
And then we have the flexibility to then move that feed to other sites like Oak Creek Power Plant, Pleasant Prairie Power Plant, and Port Washington Power Plant. And those sites, the eggs are expected to hatch a little bit later than they were at Valley.
She said since 1997, over 230 peregrine falcons have hatched in these utility nesting boxes.
And that accounts for nearly 20% of Wisconsin's peregrine population. So we're really proud to be a part of that recovery effort, and it's something we look forward to every year, the launch of this live camera, so that all of our customers can watch these amazing creatures right from the comfort of their own home.
The webcams can be viewed at we-energies.com/falcon. He was the last Democrat to lose to Paul Ryan in the 1st Congressional District, and he says he is not going to seek a rematch in 2018. That according to Ryan Solon, who cites in a news release health reasons, well, nothing specific, and he's urging nationally known political commentator David Yankovich to seek the nomination. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.